Hi, welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on power and power systems design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Sam Nork. He's the director of the Boston's Design Center for Linear Technology, and we're going to talk about active batteries and battery load balancing and the like, and the issues involved for the design engineer. So hi, Sam. Welcome aboard the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. The pleasure is ours. Now, obviously, battery safety is an issue that people are constantly talking about, but beyond the aspect of safety, which is obviously important, there's the whole aspect of battery performance, lifetimes. I mean, active balancing, active management, those are all critical for just the ROI on the batteries themselves, right?
Definitely, and you know, the need for this grows as the battery packs get bigger and bigger. You know, if you look at a typical electric vehicle, something of that nature, the most expensive component in the car is the battery. So, you know, these batteries are intended to last many years, but in order to ensure that you get the most lifetime out of these batteries, something in addition to just simply the monitoring and safety functions needs to be there.
Exactly. And, I mean, we're talking about big, big systems sometimes. I mean, when we're talking about, it could be something like grid stability or something involving not just a moving small car, which, of course, is a big battery system, but it could be an array of load stacks for, say, a solar power assembly or a wind farm or something along those lines, correct?
Sure. There's yeah, lots of applications like that, and the batteries are really huge. You know, the kilowatt hours in terms of capacity. So, you know, the things that these battery systems all have in common is typically they have, you know, many, many cells stacked both in series and parallel. So you get lots of volts and lots of, you know, stored energy that way.
So what are the biggest issues beyond just, as we were saying, beyond the safety aspect of it? What are the critical issues to the engineer as far as lifetimes are concerned?
Well, you know, one of the main roles of the BMS system is to monitor the state of charge of every cell in the battery pack. And if you remember, when you've got a big series-connected stack of batteries, any load that goes across the whole battery pulls current in and out of each cell equally. So you really need to monitor what's going on with each and every cell and make sure that no cell gets either, you know, charged too much or discharged too much, because that will shorten the lifetime of that particular cell, which in turn, like, shortens the lifetime of the whole pack. So what ends up happening in these big series-connected batteries is that, you know, somewhere in the pack, there's a cell that has the, you know, lower capacity than the rest of the neighbor cells. And since, you know, charge goes in and out of all cells equally, that one weak cell is the one that determines the usable capacity of a battery pack. So the aim of active balancing is to compensate for the fact that, okay, one or more cells might be weaker than the rest, and provide a way of redistributing charge from the higher capacity cells to the weaker neighbor cells.
Mm-hmm.
By doing so, you can... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, almost like basically an intelligent chain, the weak link telling everyone else that they're weak and they need some help.
Yeah, that's right. Now, again, the monitor system needs to basically determine, okay, which of these cells is the weak one, and so who needs to get charged from whom. But by having a very high efficient way of redistributing charge, you know, throughout the pack, you can accomplish, you know, a couple of key things. You know, number one, you can maximize the usable operating time of this battery pack. So in other words, if you do nothing, as soon as the weakest cell hits its lowest state of charge point, then you have to stop, you know, using the battery until you can charge it back up. With an active balancing solution, what you can do is redistribute charge from some of the stronger cells and put it into the weak cell, effectively raising its capacity. So you can get, you know, longer runtime as long as you have a way to redistribute the charge. The other thing you can do is obviously charge faster. You know, something like an electric vehicle, it's important. The faster you can charge, the better, and the batteries can tolerate that. But again, if your weak cell fills up faster than your other ones, which will happen, You need to have some way of taking charge, you know, out of that weak cell and redistribute it to the other cells in order to top everybody off as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, ballpark, like what kind of savings would you say? Like, let's say I went to a standard battery stack, no intelligent supervision for backup, and then I went with an intelligent stack. Like, what kind of size? I mean, because obviously I would need a bigger stack to guarantee the operational lifetime. Like, what kind of a savings in size am I looking at ballpark going to an intelligent system?
Well, you know, if you look at a typical battery that you find in a plug-in hybrid vehicle, for instance, okay, you might have 50 amp hours per cell, and you know, car environment's a pretty difficult one for a big battery. So over, you know, 3 years, 5 years time, there's going to be some mismatch from cell to cell. Now, if for instance one cell mismatches its neighbor cells by 10%, that's 5 amp hours. Right, so to compensate for that, you know, I either need a battery that's 5 amp hours bigger, and you can compute the cost per cell of that, you know, $1 to $2 per cell maybe, or you can use an active balancing system and effectively, you know, have the same runtime as a 10% bigger battery.
Got you. Well, and then obviously we're talking lifetimes as well. What kind of lifetime extension can you expect to see?
Well, I think, you know, the lifetime would probably be similar because, again, what basically preserves the lifetime is limiting the state of charge that you let any cell reach. So the active balancer, you know, by itself won't necessarily extend the lifetime. But what it does is it allows you to either, you know, use a more constrained range on the state of charge, which might extend the runtime, but it really, you know, compensates for the fact that, you know, due to normal environmental conditions and so forth that the battery sees, you can compensate for the fact that over time your capacity is mismatched. That's really the main point of the active balancing, the main benefit of the active balancing system.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Linear has got technology to aid the engineer in this. What do you have recently off the shelves that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, we've just recently released and announced a high current, high efficiency active balancing control IC. This part, it's called the LTC3300. And it's really a companion IC to the normal battery management, you know, battery monitor ICs and so forth that you would already find in a typical big series connected battery system. But the new capability of this product is it allows for very high efficiency bidirectional charge redistribution in a big series connected battery stack.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows you to actively charge or discharge any cell on the stack at currents as high as 10 amps with very high efficiency.
Very nice. Now, what kind of design aids do you offer the engineer to help them integrate the technology into their design?
Well, we have demo boards and you know, a variety of different sort of application assistance we can provide. There's a video that describes exactly what this part does and how it works that's viewable on our webpage. So there's, you know, materials, sort of the standard materials along those lines.
There's
a very comprehensive data sheet that describes what the part does and how it works and so forth.
Well, I believe you also sent us a presentation. We'll make the presentation available to the audience as well on the page that this podcast is on. So we'll give them and some links to the information that you're going to provide. But why don't you just say, for the recording's sake, to make sure that they have it, URL that they could follow to get more information.
Well, I think the product landing page at linear.com landing page for the LTC3300 should give you links to everything that's available at the moment.
Excellent, excellent. So, Sam, is there anything else about the device or the application space that you wanted to talk to before about before we closed out the episode?
Well, it's, you know, these big battery systems are new and are showing up in lots of places, and you know, safety is one of these things that's been known about for some time. What's less known, though, is what happens to these big battery systems after they've been in use for a long time. And, you know, the whole aim of this product and this development was to allow these batteries not only, you know, to work well the day they're installed, but, you know, 5-10 years later, despite any mismatches that might occur throughout the pack. So I think it's a problem that will become you know, more visible as time goes on, as more and more of these big battery systems get used. And we hope we've come up with a really, really good high-performance solution for helping to solve this problem.
Excellent. Well, hey, Sam, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, because battery systems are becoming more and more prevalent at both ends of the scale, and proper systems to manage them are always going to be a benefit to the designer and the user. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And welcome. And I'd like to also thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.